Good evening and welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, January 31st, 2014. I have a couple of announcements before we get started with a fabulous show tonight. The month of February, of course, brings us another month of the body rejuvenation healings that Ron holds for us. And the first one is tomorrow. Saturday, February 1st, is a four-hour call where you get to charge 7 containers of water to use throughout the whole week. And on the Saturday call, as well as 3 8-hour calls, you get to actually go to Creation Lightship with Ron, through Ron, and experience your healing. Also, as it's the beginning of the month, we'll do the birthday celebration. I think Ron will do that probably on Sunday. So just so everyone's clear, it's tomorrow, February 1st. The first 8-hour call is February 2nd. We're then going to skip a Sunday, and the next 2 8-hour calls are February 16th and 23rd. The reason for the break, if you are not aware yet, the weekend of February 7th, 8th, 9th, and Monday the 10th, Ron will be at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. That's at the LAX Hilton, and the Conscious Life Expo has a website, so you can get all the information and more, whatever you need to know about that, and we hope to see a lot of you there. I will be there, and I'm looking forward to it very much. And before Ron comes on, I think that's all the announcements I need to make. Oh, I wanted to thank that we have some sponsors for tonight who sponsored our show for Ron, and we appreciate you very much. So thank you so much for doing that. And we also have a guest coming on the show tonight that has some wonderful questions for Ron. And Ron is going to come on the air and first clear all of us from our work week and whatever stress, tension, anxieties, whatever we might be going through, so that everyone feels really centered and focused for our show tonight. So I'll welcome Ron to come on the show now. Hi, Ron.
Hi. So let's get rid of tension, stress. Since today's Friday, the end of the work week for most people, and you might be bringing with you stuff from the week, and then you try to shut it off during the weekend, so you can start brand new again on Monday. So let's get rid of stuff now so you can enjoy your weekend. So think of what's been bugging you, what's happened to you during this week, and we'll release the energy of one particular situation. So get the worst one that you dealt with, whatever that would be. These are normally always, almost always emotional stuff. So here we go. So releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just sense, feel your body now. And you should be sensing your body getting a little bit lighter, with less trauma. And normally your body starts to relax during this process. And now we're going to energize the light beam. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And you can go to creationlightship.com if you can't find it anywhere, and it's right there on the home page. So here we go, energizing the light beam for peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go, everybody. So I'll turn it back over to you, Anne,
okay.
And we'll start the show.
Okay, Ron, yes, thank you so much. And just a quick reminder, because I always want to be aware we may have a brand new listener tonight, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. There's a lot of information on there. If you have questions that don't fit on the fast chat, you may send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We eventually get to all of the questions and appreciate them all. We appreciate testimonials if you've done any of the healings. And now I'd like to welcome our guest for this evening, Cindy. Hello, Cindy.
Good day. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Hi, Cindy.
Yes, welcome, and thanks so much for being on the show tonight.
And I've been gone for about a week and haven't been able to participate, so I'm doubly excited.
Well, and I do want to say that we appreciate you so much, Cindy, because Cindy is the person that keeps all of the information flowing on that fast chat so that everybody can stay updated, especially someone who might be new to the show and need that information. So we have constant appreciation for you, Cindy.
Thank you. Tonight I might be a little slower.
Well, I know that you have been away. I don't know if you've heard the last several shows and if you're aware that Ron has put some new free healings on the website, because we've been talking about that, but we could continue to talk about that, and you know, or you could start with any question, you know, about a healing, whatever you have.
Well, I missed the shows, unfortunately. However, I did go in and check on the website when I came back because I knew mind fog clearing was coming, and it was there. And so, actually, I do have some questions about and information about mind fog clearing. So I was able to start it out on Tuesday. Excuse me. And I'm sorry, I seem to have a frog. I went ahead and started the clearing and wondered if, well, maybe, Ron, you'll have a chance to explain just a little bit about the mind fog clearing, but I'm wondering if it would be normal to feel fine and then after a few hours actually feel like you're in a mind fog.
As the energy gets taken away, all the different energies, you could feel dizzy. And that's what I experienced when I did the sample of that for people when we first put it up and we're on BBS talking about it. I think a lot of other people felt dizzy too. So, yeah, it is very possible that you could even feel fine right off the bat and get dizzy or feel just a little out of it and just keep doing the clearing until it goes away. But you're just releasing stuff. You know, you don't know maybe what timeline they're putting you on doing this here. So you could be clearing another timeline with mind fog, not knowing that. You know, so you are clearing away stuff that's blocking you. Maybe the mind fog, maybe you're going back into your past history or herstory of you, which means that maybe you're going back a few hours in the past and you're clearing it. And the last 2 hours was great, but maybe 3 hours ago it wasn't. And you may feel that energy getting released from you that way also. That's how I would probably indicate that. But for, I think, most people, maybe we could check the fast chat at some point, but I think most people probably feel a little dizzy at first. And then they realize that they're under it and that these things are attacking people, attaching to people, causing this problem, and you're getting it off of you, so you're feeling that dizziness. And then you go, whippy, I got it away. It's gone. Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Well, thanks for clarifying that, because I was actually running it while I was at work, totally forgot about it, and I had some items that I forgot, and then not 30 minutes later, I forgot these particular items again, and it's like, what is wrong with me? I couldn't figure it out until I got home, and I said, oh, okay, I've been running the mind fog clearing, and I was so excited to get onto the show tonight or the chat and, you know, ask questions about it or find out if other people had some backward stuff. But what you're saying makes sense, and I was seeing, like, layers, you know, just even changing layers.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I would say, is the layers are being taken away. I'll do a sample of that right now for everybody in case you're a new listener or you don't know about that. It's on the website. It's a free clearing on the left-hand side, a little drop-down box that will say free sample healing. I think it's the very last one. And they're all very good clearings, all these that are on there, so this is the last one there, just got put up shortly. a week and a half ago or something. So here we go, everybody. Mind fog. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release some energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you are feeling a little goofy, you may want to do the Be Here Now clearing. That could bring you right back here again and give you a remedy for that problem that you're having if you are feeling a little strange or something. But just keep doing the clearing. And you know, everybody listening, I would get on and do it after the program tonight. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great. Well, I missed the show when you introduced the mind fog clearing, and is there a description or a purpose that you had shared with everyone?
Just that it's clearing that finally we figured out to do, because we have the satellite clearing, and we have the, they're all a bunch of clearings for alien attacks around us, and that one is one that I needed to put up to bring people more clarity because of also maybe some of the nano stuff happening. So this is a good way to kind of wake you up and to allow you to see more of what is real and to connect more with your spirit. So remember, if the aliens cause a problem to you, like with your thinking ability, then you'd be focusing on that, attempting to figure out what's going on with your body. Like, oh, man, I can't think. What's this? What's that? You know? Well, that definitely takes you even further out of being in the now. Because now you're worrying about something going on, okay? Before, you're just running, you know, the regular mind energy, like most people do, you know, on the, a karmic conveyor belt here, and seeing what's going to pop up next in your life, because it could be some kind of duality situation that may not be beneficial for you. So as you're doing that, it's you know, you're used to it. Know that the way it works perfectly, because everybody is, you know, entrenched in this mind energy. And then all of a sudden, your mind gets kind of goofed up, and you go, oh, what's wrong with my mind now, you know? And so because of that, it even puts you further down the rat hole in a different direction. And it takes you further out of being in the now for you to even do something with being in the now, because now you're trying to figure out what's wrong with you. So that's why you want to get rid of the mind fog, so that it's one less way they can enter into your energetic system. Naturally, they can do this continuously to you. By doing the clearing, you're going to have more clarity. So what I would suggest doing for people, if you're dealing with maybe some type of business matter, financial matter, we'll say, or something that means a lot, even taking a test in school, you may want to do that mind fog clearing maybe a week before, and each day, as you get closer to what you're going to be doing, so you have really good mental clarity. And then again, if you if something means a lot to you, by all means, along with that, get in and pay for the clearing, which is the education clearing. That will also give you a lot of mental clarity. That goes much, much deeper, but just in general, the mind fog is for what you're dealing with right now, you know, maybe forgetting something or just not having the mental clarity. And like what happened to you, Cindy, and other people, when you do it, it could be possible that you're dealing with really heavy layers that have been with you for a long time, and you could feel, you know, a little off because you're getting these things off of you. But just keep doing the clearing.
Right. Right. Right.
Thank you both, but I just want to interject that a couple of comments from the fast chat. One listener said, I was really dizzy, so you're not alone in that you had a little problem with it. Someone else said, when they did the mind fog clearing, had the most depressed day of my life. Better now. So, yeah, I think, you know, what happens is we don't realize, you know, how attached and corded and under attack we are until that goes away. And sometimes it's difficult. to change. You're changing when you get a creation lightship clearing. Correct, Ron?
Yep, that's correct. Yeah. You know, but just keep doing the clearing. It'll get better. You know. But yeah.
Right.
That could happen because you're clearing away stuff that, you know, maybe you got an old crusty Band-Aid on it. You know, and you finally got a chance to take it off. And now
right.
you're getting rid of some stuff. And you know, it's hard to say how long and how much interference the aliens have done to you, give you this mind fog, you know.
Someone's suggesting, Ron, that we run the mind fog clearing at night while we sleep. Do you think that might be better?
I would say it probably would be better, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, is it better to run it by itself like we're doing with the other new samples? Is it better just to do it alone?
That's up to you. I would say you may want to do the Be Here Now clearing possibly with that.
Okay.
I don't think I would mix up too much because this clearing is a pretty heavy-duty clearing, and even the keyword clearing is very, very heavy-duty. So the last three we put up are very heavy clearings, even though they may not on the surface look like it. It's taken away a lot of stuff. Just know that you're getting awareness back. And who knows,
right.
maybe you could do the mind fog clearing enough, mind will maybe surrender and tell you to go into your heart. You know, the system's not working any longer, you know?
Sweet! That would be great. Well, Ron, you had mentioned about how a person could get worried about what's happening and start digging around for other things or trying to figure out mentally what's going on. Well, I went on to Creation Lightship website and searched for mind, the word mind, because I was curious about other healings that I didn't know if it would like coordinate with or not, but I went ahead and pulled it up. And so I see mind looping and the repetitive thoughts, and then mind interference body clearing. I'm just wondering if there's any of the mind clearings that would be good to run after the mind fog.
Boy, you want
mind,
to look at
mind
it
of
and
the
just
body.
See how you're doing, maybe what issue you have, okay? I know that
mm-hmm.
the mind loop clearing is really good to, you know, get you away from repetitive things. So I think everybody is kind of different on that, what to do next, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's hard for me to recommend something. If you're being, you know, targeted with the mind fog all the time, maybe you have a hard time, you know, getting a job or functioning. So if you're having a hard time functioning and now you can finally mentally, with the mind, remember we're talking about an energy here, which might be a little different, okay? Because we don't normally deal with mind energies here. So we're actually cleaning out the mind so that something can happen to where you can go into your heart, because the mind will keep you, you know, like driving down the freeway 120 miles an hour across the country, you see? And so we're taking
mm-hmm.
the dark side energy, which is mind, and we're actually, in a sense, helping it to get cleared out, to clean out a lot of these things that have been attached to it and copy and paste it onto your mind consciousness. So that we can call mind fog. So after you do that, you may, you know, want to do, if you find yourself having troubles, and maybe you already had troubles, and now you can kind of see, you know, the light at the end, you know, of the tunnel, you may want to do a self-empowerment session, do all those self-empowerment things. So I'm just kind of suggesting that. But I'll do
sure.
an example of the mind loop. So the mind loop clearing is designed to help you release repetitive thoughts. So, you know, if you wake up in the morning and, you know, all of a sudden maybe you're afraid of ants or something, you know, and you wake up and your mind is looping on, I'm afraid of ants all the time. and you start looking around for ants, not knowing why you're on this program, or whatever it would be, you know, then that's what you want to do the mind looping clearing for. Something that always comes up in your life that is repetitive, or that you say all the time, certain words. So here we go. You need to think of something, everybody, of what you would like to have cleared as far as a mind loop clearing. Well, just think of, like I mentioned, I was back in New York going to a hardware store, and I went in and asked the person where, you know, on this aisle where this one part was that I needed to get, and it's over here, and I picked it up, and he looked at me, and he said, okay, you know, I'll drive safe or something, you know, have a nice day or whatever. I can't exactly remember what it was. It's been so long ago, but then I wanted to get another one. I went to the front. I go, I better get a second one of these. It's only like 99 cents or something in case I broke it or something. So I went down and got another one of these things, and he said the exact same phrase. It was almost as if, you know, you have these little cardboard mannequins with the person standing, you know, on it. It looks, you know, almost like it's 3D, but it's not. And then all of a sudden it talks to you. This is the way the guy was acting. Exact same words, everything else. That was quite a while ago, you know, I'd say maybe 6 years ago or so, maybe back in New York. And it was just really weird. Here, this guy said the same thing. It's like, what did he say, you know? So anyway, that's what it's about, where you're stuck in a pattern. Can't get out of it. The pattern's torturing
you. Right.
So here we go. You may not think it is, but when you get it released, you know that you were being tortured. So here's a sample of the mind loop. I released that one particular mind loop pattern that you have. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, there we go. And you should feel yourself changing slightly. Just look at a pattern that you're dealing with that you say all the time or think all the time, and just see if maybe it's a little more distant to you. Like, you know, I don't drink coffee, but let's just assume that I did drink coffee, and I went into a diner, and I said, I want to have some coffee. Remember the old days, they had sugar cubes. I don't know if they gave them out then, but, you know, they said, how much sugar do you want? Oh, I'll have 2 cubes, you know, and you say the exact same pattern because they said the words that you responded to, and you had a program that you're running, a mind loop program, that would allow yourself to say the exact same phrase when somebody asks you a question. Much like you answer your phone, and this is a great one, you always say hello, no? And whatever you're saying
right.
is what you're saying. I don't know what else you could really say, but but I don't know what else would be appropriate, unless you kind of grunted or groaned or something, you know? But anyway...
So well, just interject a quick thought. We had a wonderful show a week ago, I guess. I think it was a Wednesday show where we talked about the general words, and I don't think someone said hello that we could clear on the keyword alien, the new free one.
Oh,
so it's kind of connected to the mind looping, isn't it? Because sure, we all say hello.
Yes,
all the
uh-huh.
time. We all say our name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we went through a whole list, I mean, pages and pages of things that we can all clear on another show. So it's just reminding me of that as you're talking about the mind looping.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I was, I definitely feel that keyword intercept and mind looping are connected. And I was wondering if for the keyword intercept, I know it says keyword, but could we put a phrase like no negative thoughts, or is that too general?
No, because that wouldn't mean anything. Because you're not
too
saying
general.
No negative thoughts, okay? Remember,
okay.
That the healings only work for a situation or an emotion. Well, that would not mean anything clear that, because... negative thought could be actually a positive thought for somebody else.
That's
so there's
true.
No way to analyze a negative or positive thought because it's still a thought.
That is true.
So you'd want to analyze like a thought like, you know, uh-oh, I have this thought that I'm going to slam my finger in the car door, right? So every time
mm-hmm.
you go to your car door, you have that thought. And at some point, since the thought is circulating, right, in your consciousness, in your auric field, and all of a sudden you might get yanked out of your body instantly for some reason. We'll just say 5 seconds, you know, or maybe something else takes your attention some other way. And you have this thought running continuously, and these are all on different timelines, remember, and all of a sudden they go, ah, the person's unconscious. Remember, okay, here we go. They're looking at something else. We'll put that finger in the door and slam the door on their finger. And you go, oh, man, why did I do that? I keep thinking about not doing this. Well, you brought it into your life because it's on those timelines. You have to realize what the timelines really are and how they work. I think most of the listeners do really get this now about timelines. But the whole thing is that's how you get set up, too. So that would be, you know, like a mind loop situation or even a negative thought, because you're looking at something that could possibly harm you, okay? So you don't want to really think of that, because at some point you will draw it into your life. Remember, the dark side uses the law of attraction, and so what are you attracting? You're attracting that to yourself. And then to balance it out, you see, the other end of the whole thing on the law of attraction is your body wants to balance that energy. So now it has to go through a healing, right, to balance the energy, because now you're in pain. Maybe your fingernail's broken or something. Hopefully you didn't draw any blood or break a bone or whatever, break a knuckle. But regardless, you know, now your body has to balance out this negative effect that you drew to yourself to make it balanced again, as you were balanced when you went or you closed the door on your finger. Now you went into the law of cause and effect. That's the dark side energies. That's what you're dealing with. Back to you, Cindy.
Well, I'm very grateful for the mind looping clearing. I've used that, and when I started using the keyword intercept, it just reminded me about that. So thanks for doing that clearing for us tonight, because I'm feeling like there are a lot of people that have those phrases that just come out of our, you know, minds or the mouths without even thinking about it. So thank you for that.
Yes, and you could even clear a phrase, and one of those keyword phrases that somebody else is saying, projecting to you, okay?
Ah, yes.
Got that, right?
That, yes.
Yep.
That is great. How about you, Anne? Do you have a specific experience with mind looping or with the keyword?
I love that, the reminder that people say things to us also that can trigger us, or maybe they're courting us when they do that or attaching in some way. That there are definitely people that I see that say the same thing every time I see them. A particular woman who asks for money outside of our local 7-Eleven uses the same phrases. And I do feel that it's a hard thing to navigate. I do feel, wow, she's probably cursing and attaching to people. And either possibly even attaching and cursing the people that do give her money.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right.
End of it.
It's like you can't win, right?
Hey, you give her a quarter and you go, God bless you. And you can say, oh,
yeah.
Take the quarterback. I don't want that
money. That's right.
Oh, my God.
A friend of mine recently gave somebody $3, and the guy saw 20s in her wallet and said, couldn't you give me that? And she said, I think what you meant to say was thank you. And I have children to raise, and I need my money, so bye. But I don't know. I mean, that, and on one level, oh, that was a good thing to say. But on another, how do you avoid connecting to these people? It's hard.
Yeah, that's the trick. Yeah. You say it's not really a trick. You don't want to have your auric field strung out, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You want to be on a timeline to where you are invisible to these people. You want to be on the now timeline. That person at the door begging for money, we'll just say that. I don't want to sound, judgmental here, but the person who is, say, begging for money in front of the store, they are on timelines because they're looking at people, trying to bring people into their timeline. And so you have to look at it. Let's just say that you have, let's say you're there and you have this can in front of you and you want to get money, okay? Well, everybody out there who's coming into that store, we'll say that you see a person every minute. So that means that you have 60 people in an hour coming to you. And they're probably all on different timelines. So that person is intersecting other people's timelines. And very possibly, when they connect to you, you could be hooked onto these other 60 people's timelines, too. You want to be in the present moment. You don't want to be on their timeline. And by doing so, you might become invisible because they won't see you coming to them because they cannot connect to the now because they're already spread over the map on other timelines.
Wow.
Okay, wow, Ron, that is so helpful.
And I have had people comment that when they are in the now, that nobody can, well, it's not that you're completely invisible, but things seem to work better when you're in your own timeline if you're doing something. Now, if you have to have people work with you or for you, then that could be a little tricky. You may want to get on their timeline to have less opposition, possibly, or you want to bring them onto your timeline, and it just depends how that works. Everything is different. Not, you know, one way of doing it is going to always work. Okay? Because sometimes
their timeline, they're really
ingrained on, and they don't want to come onto your now timeline. Also, they know about their timeline. And their timeline is, you know, maybe where they make their money, so they don't want to come onto yours. So they may look like they're incompetent or that they're not conforming to that timeline.
Mm.
I guess another way of looking at it, let's just kind of look at, drawing a scenario here of, let's just say somebody, you probably have all seen prison movies. There's always a guard walking around, right, with the people in cells. So he's on a different timeline or she's on a different timeline because they don't want to be in that cell. What if they joined and became compassionate and got on the timeline of these people or just say one person in that particular cell? They wouldn't like it. So what would they probably do? They might unlock the cell. They have the key to unlock the cell to give them freedom. So you have to look at that, too. Another whole different way of looking at it, but it might give a little more clarity with that example.
Well, Ron, I was just wondering about what you said as far as bringing somebody else into our timeline. How do we consciously do that? Or
what you can do is be in the now, and they might drift into your timeline, okay? Because you want to be in the now. And in the now, you can do your manifestation. And that could possibly bring the situations around you into order on your timeline. But you
I
can
see.
Never, remember, the light never goes out and forces anything because everything has free will, free choice.
Right.
So you can't go there and kind of, you know, get in the now and then say, okay, I want to manifest this person giving me all this money because they're rich, you know. Or my, you know, my inheritance, or my rich parents, or somebody, because I need some money. You know, you could probably, you know, use the timeline to be in the now, and then manifest that, and maybe money that you're looking for could come some other way. Okay. The worst thing to do is to want something. Well, we're talking about money, so I'll just talk about money. So let's just say that. You want this money because you have a need, and the need, we'll just say, is buying something that you want to have. You want to buy something for your room or something. Maybe you need a new computer, okay? So you don't keep trying to nurse the money situation, right, and bring the money to you and keep thinking about the money. That's not because the dark side can block that money. you want is the computer. So use the computer and put the energy in the now into the computer that you want to bring to you or have fixed or whatever. And then the money, because we deal with money here, the money will show up typically to fix your computer. But just looking for the money in general, then you may not never get the money because you're drawing it away from you. The dark side sees that, and they don't want to give you the money. So you're actually, by thinking of the money coming, you're actually taking it away from you the more you think about the money. If you're in the now,
wow,
then you want to manifest what you're looking to manifest, not the money. You want the outcome to be there. Why don't you want say another used car or tires on your car or something? Then what you do is you focus in the now on getting those tires. It may not even be new tires, but you know, you have a choice of that matter. Or they say, okay, well, these tires are you know, my neighbors, and they're worn out. I don't want those. Well, then you do it again. But the energy will come for the tires, not the money. The money is what's being, which is the major control here on the planet, finances.
Wow, that's very illuminating, Ron, that we need to just not ask for money because that's not going to really give us what we want.
That you have a house for sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to focus on selling your house, okay? Money's byproduct of selling the house. And then at that point, you know, there's a negotiation going on, you know, because I don't think anybody pays full price for a house. You know what I mean. So what your listing price is always negotiable. So you, if you stand firm on that, that's a whole different situation. But what I'm saying is, you know, if you're thinking, let's just say a house of $100,000, right, you have your house up for sale for $100,000. And some people in New York are probably say, geez, where do you get a house for $100,000, you know? Anyway, mm-hmm. You're getting that, but say you have your house up for $100,000. Well, you might get a buyer for $100,000. But you want to sell your house, so that price is negotiable, okay? Somebody may come to you and say, oh, here's $90,000, I'll buy your house. Well, if you held firm to the $100,000, then that person got away, okay? But and they were there to buy your house. You just said no. But you focus on selling your house, and then you're a choice of what happens from there. Just like getting a set of tires for your car that your neighbor had that was used, then you start over again, and you want to get a set of tires, and then see what happens from there. Maybe the money will, you know, come to you some other way. Back to you, Cindy.
Well, that's great. I mean, like Ann said, that's a powerful way to look at it or illuminating way to look at it. And it's a shortcut, really. I mean, if you focus on the end result, which is what you're saying, that's great.
And, of course, we want to start from being heart-centered as we're, you know, putting together what it is we want and be careful to not go into the mind when we get into what we need or want.
Good point.
So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cindy.
No, that's a good point. And the interesting thing is these are things that we've talked about or Ron's talked about, and it's just interesting to hear it again, and it's like a different dimension or hearing it better. And that could be the clearings, the mind fog, the timeline.
Yeah, the mind fog might
crashes.
Allow you to hear a little more, a little differently, you say.
Absolutely.
That's why I have so many archives on BBS. Might be the same things that we talk about all the time, typically. But you may hear something one time and not really understand it, or it might just go over your head, and then you hear it again. So that's why if you listen to archives, it's kind of good to take notes of what was being talked about. Maybe you might have maybe six topics per show, and just kind of write them down. And then from there, you might hear it over again maybe a year later or so, and you go, oh, yeah, I kind of remember that. Then go back and listen to the two shows, and you might have more clarity on it. So what's your next question, Cindy?
Well, if I could just interject before we move off of that topic, Ron, someone on the fast chat has a question of how do you work with money and the psychic billboard?
Well, you want to first say where you are, okay? Wherever you are is where you are. And then from there, so typically if you're dealing with money, I'll flip this backwards. So you have too much money now, okay? You got so much money, you don't know what to do with it. It's in your backpack, you're sleeping on it, it's all over. Wherever you go in your house, you have money. Now you want to get rid of your money. Where you are now, you have tons of money. And the next, so the aliens gave you tons of money, you have tons of money, and all of your friends are thinking about you with all these tons of money, okay? So now you want to get rid of your money. So you put in there that you want to change your reality of what's in your auric field, okay? And now you put in there that you want to get rid of part of your money. And you put those in the three boxes. Your box, what your mind is bringing to you. Now you want to release something, okay? The next one is what the aliens are doing. They're giving you tons of money. You don't want to have that any longer. You want to get rid of some of it. So now you want to give away part of that money. And then what are your friends thinking of you? Well, you want them to read you that you're giving away money. Okay? And that's how you work that clearing. Flip it upside down for everybody. Oh, not nice. That's you.
I have to say, I'm going to re-listen to this on archive. Because
it is fascinating to deal with it. So go ahead, Cindy, what's your next question for Ron?
Well, all right, so I actually have to do a blood test tomorrow. I have to go to the lab and do a blood test tomorrow. The last time I went, it seems that my blood wasn't flowing very fast. So I'm wondering about how to keep my blood flowing enough for them to get enough blood for the test. I mean, is it to be here now, or?
You're asking something that is a one-day thing. Typically, I would have got on and did the body jump start, or at least a circulatory clearing. I would have done that maybe the last month. Help that.
Okay.
Well, that's how I would probably address that. It's really hard to deal with an issue instantly that you want changed in one day, okay? Not that it can't be done, but normally there's other situations involved with that problem. So if you were to do the body jumpstart, you'd go through all these different types of body systems. And one of those systems that might even be not even related to what you think your problem is could fix it.
Oh,
and it could even be entities attached to you that have a circulatory problem. I'm just going sideways a little bit, but that could be what it could be too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's good to know. This was a last-minute decision, and so I did look up the blood and circulatory system clearing before our show tonight just to review it myself and see how that would assist. Is there any way that you could do a sample
for us? Here we go, everybody. This is your circulatory, a little sample clearing. So here we go. Nobody probably knows where their condition is, if they have one, so unless you're having a physical problem. Normally, everybody feels healthy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okie dokie. We'll just see how
great.
That works.
Thank you very much.
I'll give you another little, for instance, here, just real quick here. I was talking to somebody quite a long time ago, and they were actually had a pretty successful business. They had a business that got started, and they were, just had a lot of clients, okay? But they said, gee, Ron, my business is doing so well, I'm going broke. I go, well, how could that be? He goes, well, well, what happens is that I have to purchase inventory and stuff before I do the job, and I don't have enough money to do that. I need to get a loan or something, you know? He says, I'm doing so good, I'm going broke. He had no money. He wasn't eating well or anything else, you know? I said, well, why don't you get deposits, you know, to improve your cash flow? So that's somehow where we get blindsided, you say. Things like that happen. So you might look at that, even if that's your condition. That could relate to you with some other topic, even. No?
Just
look at another avenue to help yourself out with the situation. But I think that mind loop clearing will help people, along with the new one that we put up, because you're getting rid of the mind fog. May not have enough smarts, or maybe a week ago, to think of something to get you out of a situation or to help you. By doing the mind fog, you might have a lot more clarity. Like I mentioned, that education clearing is wonderful. So back to you, Cindy.
I have not looked at the education clearing, so that's interesting.
If you're dealing with figures and numbers and you need to be really sharp at your job, that clearing has helped a lot of people to, you know, really catapult them into more clarity. Can't guarantee it'll work for everybody, but ones that have done it have just said, wow, what a difference it made.
Oh, sure. And then adding on the mind fog clearing. Wow. That is great. I just noticed what time it is, and it's about 10 to the hour, and I did just post the reminders and the events for Creation Lightship.
Great. So we can go till straight up on the hour. So we got 10 minutes to go here. What's your next question, Cindy?
Well, I actually was thinking back to the other new samples that you'd put together for us, the keyword and the remote viewing and the holographic reality. And I'm wondering if a person is new and they're looking at our free samples on the left side of creationlightship.com, is there a certain order that the four new ones should be set, or does it matter?
If I was a newbie, I would definitely do the Be Here Now clearing a lot, and I would also do the 2,000-year darkness barcode on yourself.
Right.
And to be perfectly honest, I'd probably run that 2,000-year darkness barcode about 5 times. And if you do have a boyfriend, girlfriend, a spouse, or even people in your family that you're living with, do it on them also so you can all be on the same page. And that can help you out getting rid of a lot of stuff that's stuck to you that you may not even know that you have. Remember, we don't know what we don't know. And that's the whole thing. And then once you get clarity, you may realize that I don't want to do this any longer now that I know about it. You know? So you have to get your attention change so that you're more in the now. And in the now, then you have limited possibilities. Whereas when you're on the karmic conveyor belt of life, your family and the aliens are controlling your life, then, you have troubles and problems. That's why everybody's listening tonight and why the whole planet is here, people living on it, because they got stuck in reincarnation. They missed out on the last ascension 1,000 years ago. Back to you, Cindy.
Right. I just remembered on the chat, someone had said that my voice is way too loud.
Talk a little ways away from your microphone then.
I've been doing that, just wondering if I'm, am I doing better or not. So back to pardon me?
You're fine, don't worry. Just keep going.
Oh, okay. Back to the 2,000-year barcode removal, just to remind us all, you had mentioned that if we have a girlfriend, boyfriend, we should run it for them also. And in this case, do we need to let them know, or is this something that we can do
Oh, yeah. You don't need to tell anybody about it. Just run it on them. And it will take some time because the first, part of that takes a while to do, and then the years after that are pretty easy. And your spirit will always tell you yes. So remember, you're using light to heal with not mind energy. So your spirit always says yes, but some of the clearings the main one that you don't want to do is the space-time crash for people. Timeline crash is fine. Space-time, that one I would not do unless you're sleeping.
Okay, so just to remind everyone or to clarify, on all the free samples, it is okay for us to run for other people without letting them know.
And one clearing per computer, per monitor screen.
Ah.
So don't mix up energies and, run your whole family with different windows. Just do one person per clearing.
Excellent point.
Possibly do two clearings side by side of different ones for the same person, but remember, it's going to be taking body energy as the body gets stuff taken off of it, and then your body has to heal itself in the process. So, you want to take note of that, too. I would not do a lot of clearings on somebody who's graduating from college. This is their final exam, and you think you're going to help them out by doing some clearings on them during that exam. No, I would not do that. To be here now, you could do. But anything else, I would not recommend doing.
Okay.
Maybe a timeline crash to get them on the right timeline, but start that a week or two earlier and keep doing that so that they are already on the right timeline.
Right.
And it's so helpful, Ron, that, fairly recently you did say to run it more than once, the 2,000-year barcode on people. And I don't think I had done that. I've run it on people and just done it the one time. So I went back and did it on did again a few times for everybody.
Yep, it's very beneficial, especially if you have a working relationship with somebody, or you are in a relationship. Relationship is relationship, but if you're doing something to count on somebody, or somebody's going to be in your life doing something, then do that clearing so that they can get rid of some of the negativity that could be, putting a wedge between you and them with maybe a project or something. And the entity clearing is very good. So if you were to ask you what clearings to do for people, first thing is whole lifetime emotional, whole lifetime mental, and then see where they are. But everybody has some type of fear energies normally, so I do a fear clearing, whole lifetime fear. If a person deals with anxiety and traumas and stuff, then you may want to put that in after that. Those are the main ones to do. There's other ones that we recommend on the recommended healings, but those probably four clearings everybody should be doing. And because naturally this is everybody's in fear at times. They just kind of look at society here. What are they dealing with? So normally when you start having a problem, you're dealing with a fear issue, and that fear then brings in the emotions of your past history or herstory of a situation, and then you're on that roller coaster ride living on a timeline in the past, bringing that past into your future because you're not in the moment. So you're not in the moment, because if you were in the moment, none of that stuff would exist for you. So you're not jumping from the past into the future. Past, future, past, future. And you're bypassing, not even landing into the current now. Because when you're in the now, the past and the future does not exist.
Wow.
Figure out where you are, but those four. Emotional, mental, fear, and, maybe, anxiety or something. We have the empathic body, so the last one is a good choice of what people deal with all the time. But I'd say the first three are the fear is a big one too. And to figure out what else your issue is. There's four major bodies that you're dealing with that get contaminated, which will mess up your life. And then if you find yourself going sideways or doing something, And sure enough, it's probably entities. That entity clearing, get those guys out of you, off your back. If you start realizing what the clearing can do for you, you're going to want to get the unlimited version after you pay for the whole lifetime one and keep doing the unlimited and, you know, spend, you know, just 5 minutes a day doing the unlimited to get yourself current, to get rid of your current stuff that people brought you.
Wow, it's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry to break in here, but we're getting really close to the end of our show. And Cindy, we'd love to invite you to come back on tomorrow, Saturday night on BBS, same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And it will be Saturday night on the Lightship. And we can talk about more healing. I have been asking, Ron's been asking, and I sent this out on an email, that when you do call us or write to us, if you could put where you're from. And, I wanted to do one quick thing, but I guess we'll save it for tomorrow night. So I have a lot of emails in our email and clsquestions@yahoo.com. Please keep sending them. But we would also love, you know, we love testimonials, questions, and where you're from. And that's all I have to say, but I apologize again. We didn't get to a lot of people's questions. We'll do that tomorrow night. And I want to thank Cindy so much and Ron, of course, for all the wonderful healings. And is there something you want to go out on, Cindy, like the Mind to Heart Drop or something?
Love the Mind to Heart Drop.
Okay, and I hope to see you tomorrow night as well.
Great, thank you.
Thank
you. Here we go, everybody. So Mind to Heart Drop, that you have to command your spirit, naturally, and do it out loud and take your thoughts in your head, help them into your heart. Very, very simple. Don't get mental on it. You just do the command, and I always count from 10 to 1. If you want to take a shortcut and count from 5 to 1, that works too. A lot of people like to feel the energy dropping. You feel it moving down, and you can feel that peace energy. Remember, source energy is peace. That's what we talk about. That's where you want to live. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you're all heart-centered. You should be in the present moment. No need to meditate for, you know, 15 minutes to a couple of hours. Don't waste your time doing that. Just do the mind to heart drop. You can be fully conscious, walking around, and being in your heart center, being on now timeline of source energy. That's where you want to be, and get to. 15 seconds, you're there, everybody. So blessings. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Ann. And we'll see you hopefully tomorrow on our four-hour conference call. Starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, and that equates to 4 o'clock Eastern. We have our 8-hour intensive starting also the next day, which will be this coming Sunday. So blessings, everybody. Good night.
Night, all.